Now, earlier this year, a senior doctor at Trinity College Dublin voiced his concern about the increasing number of students taking so-called smart drugs. It's not just students, though, using that medication to get through those long days, because academics are also depending on some form of chemical assistance to boost their brain power and their performance. Barbara Sahakian is a professor at Cambridge University. She's on the line to talk more about this. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Tell us what smart drugs are to begin with.
Well, the drugs that we call them cognitive enhancing drugs, but they're also known as smart drugs. And basically, they improve your different forms of cognitive functions, such as attention, learning, memory, planning, that type of thing. And they also, some of them, like modafinil, will actually improve task-related motivation.
So if I was to take them now sitting in a radio studio, it probably wouldn't do much for me. But somebody who's kind of needs to stay active, needs to stay on top of maybe a massive paper or something like that, do they work?
Well, they seem to. I mean, people seem to continue to take them. As you know, they've been taking Ritalin or methylphenidate for purposes of studying for exams or doing better in exams. During the time, and they've also academics have taken them to counteract jet lag and so forth. So they seem to suggest they work. We've done double blind placebo controlled studies, both with methylphenidate, which is Ritalin, and also with modafinil, and we found that they do improve cognitive function in healthy people. So they do boost your brain power.
You mentioned Ritalin there, which is obviously a drug that is available on prescription. These are not illegal drugs for the large part, are they? They are legal drugs, but you need a prescription.
Exactly, exactly. So people with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder will have these drugs often prescribed for them to help them with their problems of focusing attention and concentration, and also for other help in terms of their motivation and so forth.
I'd really like to hear from somebody who has taken these. 53106 for your text, please. You don't have to put your name on it. Just send in a text. Did they work? Did they get you through what was a difficult time when you were in college, or help you deliver a project that otherwise you wouldn't have been able to? Or is it just a placebo? You take something that you think is going to get you over the line and doesn't necessarily do that. 53106 for your text messages. You went to Florida, Barbara, a couple of years ago, and you got quite an insight into the situation. Tell us more.
Yes, it was rather amusing, because I was over in Florida giving a lecture, and it was quite late in the day, and I turned to my colleague, my academic colleague, and I said, oh, you know, I wish they had put me earlier in the day because I have jet lag. And he turned to me and he said, would you like some of my modafinil?
And just straight out, would you like to take some of these
drugs? That's right. And so when we broke for sort of a tea break later in the day, I was just curious. So I started asking my other colleagues, you know, do you take modafinil? And they were taking Adderall, Ritalin, which is methylphenidate, and also some others were taking modafinil.
Now, there's nothing to suggest, of course, that professionals here in any university in Ireland are taking these type of drugs. Just want to clarify that before we go any further. But what makes you think that some professionals are turning to these drugs?
Well, we know that there is an increasing use of cognitive enhancing drugs. There's been some surveys in Germany where they find that people are using them and the use is increasing. Just in the general workplace. And we also know from some of the student surveys that the use seems to be increased. And these are usually done in America, the surveys, but there are some that were done in, say, Switzerland and other places, which show that, you know, there's a relatively high use of these drugs. They come up with 7%, 10%, 20% sometimes of students using these drugs.
There's a cultural creep here, Barbara, when you think about it. If you look at the gym, that years ago people went to the gym, they worked out, they sweated, they went home. Over time, their muscle built up and they were healthier. Now you go to the gym. I was in the gym recently, and at the water fountain, there was a load of suspicious looking brown powder that in America would probably have the gym closed off and the Homeland Security called in. But it was a protein powder that people are becoming conditioned to this just being a thing. Is there a risk that this is just going to be a thing in the world of academia as well, both for students and now maybe the professors as well?
Yes, I mean, I refer to it as increasing lifestyle use of these drugs. And, I am concerned about it, Pat, because, you know, we think about you know, society, and why are people using these drugs? I mean, we know that exercise can boost your cognition. We know that it also is good for your mood and it's good for your physical health. So, you know, but people don't seem to want to put in the time to do these other things. So they're basically, you know, taking a pill to improve their cognition instead of, say, going on a course or something like that to, you know, to learn something.
Mm. The problem here is that people can get their hands on these drugs relatively easily. Are they expensive, and how do people get around the prescription?
Well, that's another concern of mine, because most people are buying these drugs over the internet, which is a very unsafe way to get prescription-only medication. I mean, they're coming from places like Russia. The MHRA did a seizure not too long ago, you know, our regulatory body in the UK, and they did a seizure. They were able to do it because the website originated in the UK, because they can't do this if the website's outside the UK. But they seized these drugs, and a lot of them had come from Russia, and some of them had not even been tested properly in humans. So, you know, it is a concern. You don't really know what you're getting. It could be what you've ordered and you think you've ordered, but it could be something else. So it does seriously worry me.
Mm. And of course, yeah, you might get a bit of a pep in finishing a paper, but you're taking something, as you point out, that's come from the internet, that could have come from a lab, God knows where, in the Far East. The side effects of taking these drugs, is there a risk that people may ultimately do themselves harm for a short-term gain?
Well, we don't really know what the long-term safety is, because that's what we really need. So, for instance, one of the front-runner drugs for this smart drugs is modafinil. But it hasn't been tested in long-term studies in healthy people, so we don't really know what the effects are. Now, that drug does not seem to have substance abuse potential. I've used it in a study with Lord Aradazi, where we wanted to use it with surgeons who have to work at night. And what we found was that modafinil actually improved their cognitive flexibility, and it improved their impulsivity, and they were much better under modafinil. So there could be a role for these, for people who need to stay awake and alert and cognitively, you know, with it at hours of the day that we wouldn't normally be working, such at night. Now, Lord Darcy was interested in it because his surgeons, of course, were taking lots of coffee, which has caffeine in it, to stay awake at night. And you probably know yourself, if you're a coffee drinker, that sometimes when you overdo it a bit, you start to get hand tremor.
You get the shakes, which is not a good thing for a surgeon.
Which is not a good thing for a surgeon.
Barbara,
but we do need these studies.
Yeah, it's an interesting area. Maybe this might become more commonplace. We'll have to see what happens. But right now, it's something that's becoming more and more common amongst those who are undertaking big academic tasks. Cambridge University Professor Barbara Sahakian, thank you very much for joining us this morning.